Exit Minister. Good morning.
Good morning.
Is David Davis right to be angry about this?
Well, if what Laura has just said is true, I can understand why he's not very happy about it. I think that the proposals that we've heard about would be extremely damaging to the country. And I know that what David Davis wants is a good Brexit.
Damaging why?
Well, because it would tie us effectively into the EU's customs arrangement for an indefinite period. As Laura said, the government are suggesting that it should be time limited. But it's time limited and indefinite. And of course, the two don't go together.
So the word backstop is slightly weird in this context.
Well, it's a phrase that I've never really understood.
Oh, good. I'm not alone.
It's rapidly becoming the only option on the table.
Hmm.
And if it is the only option on the table, then it's important that it be got right. And frankly, an arrangement whereby we're indefinitely tied to EU customs arrangements, which means that we won't be able to have our own independent trade policy, which means that we'd be tied effectively to European Court of Justice jurisdiction, would just not be acceptable, I think, to the mass of the Conservative
Party. To the mass of the Conservative Party. But would it be acceptable to Brussels, this is the point, isn't it, if you were to say, all right, here is the time limit? And it's going to be, I don't know, 6 months on from 2020, 6 months into 2020 or something.
Well, that remains to be seen, because at the moment, Brussels is being extremely tight-lipped about everything. Not unreasonably, of course, because...
Well, we know what they don't like.
We know they don't like Maxfac. We know they don't like the customs partnership.
Yeah.
But I think it's probably unlikely that they will go for this unless some flesh is put on the bone, which is why, quite understandably, Number 10 want to put something in paper before the June Council. I think that if that is what is proposed, it's going to cause an awful lot of problems within the parliamentary party.
And what sort of a time limit, if that's the right expression, would be acceptable?
Well, personally speaking, I don't think there should be any time limit at all. I think that by the end of 2020, we should be in a position to leave immediately.
Even if that means falling off the cliff, as it were?
I don't think it would mean falling off a cliff. But in any event, it should be for as short a time period as possible. And it should, most importantly, be a fixed time period.
Ah, because that's the thing, isn't it? When you say as short a period as possible, what if Theresa May were to say, indeed, it appears this is what she is saying, it's not going to be a very long time. Can't give you an exact time for very obvious reasons, because it's all got to be worked out.
Well, I think that if we were to find ourselves in a position whereby we were in this customs arrangement indefinitely with only the promise that we would be leaving as soon as possible, it would probably not be acceptable. And I think that the other thing that we have to remember is that, as I understand it, Britain would not unilaterally be able, once it had signed up to this arrangement, to withdraw from it. So it would be the Hotel California scenario. We'd have checked out, but we wouldn't have left.
You'd never be able to leave. And therefore, where do we go from here? I mean, if David Davis is adamant there has to be a time limit, Theresa May is adamant that there should not be, what should he, Mr. Davis, do?
Well, I think that he's going to have to press the case for a fixed time period, which is as short as possible, or preferably no time period at all.
And if Mrs. May says, I'm sorry, but no, I'm not going to do that, because I can't do that, because we don't know how long it's going to take to make all these arrangements and make sure it all works.
Well, that's something I don't think I can speculate on today.
But if Mr. Davis were to say, I've had enough, I'm not prepared to accept it, and I'm resigning, what would be the effect on the party and on Mrs. May?
Well, I don't think that David Davis should resign. I think that he's been outstandingly good at his job. I work very closely with him, and I've seen the effort he's put into it and the energy and the fact that he actually knows every facet of the negotiations. So he would be a huge loss to the government. And I don't think that we should contemplate that scenario.
But he apparently has contemplated it.
Well, he may well have done, but...
And he has a track record, doesn't he? I mean, he's been here before.
I think that we need to make sure that David Davis stays at the negotiating table. I think that he's one of the government's biggest assets in these negotiations, and I think that anything that caused him to leave would be deeply regrettable and deeply damaging to the country.
Right. So what does Mrs. May have to do? What should Mrs. May do to keep him?
Well, I think clearly they need to talk, but I think that what is essential is that if we are putting forward an arrangement to the European Union whereby we remain aligned to their regulations, it should be for as short a period as possible, and the time limit should be strictly defined up front.
And if she does not offer that?
Well, that's going to be a matter for David Davis.
Well, and his supporters, because presumably he would consult people who are now on the backbenches, people like you. He would consult other members of the party.
I think I've just made very clear. I would be deeply upset if David Davis were no longer the Brexit secretary.
But you would also be deeply upset if Mrs. May refused to set a time limit.
Yes, I would. And I think that...
So which is more important, the future of the country or the future of David Davis? I mean, that's a slightly melodramatic way of putting it.
I think that is a tad melodramatic. But I think, you know, frankly, to contemplate these negotiations continuing without David Davis would be deeply upsetting and deeply dangerous for the country. And David Davis needs to stay where he is.
Thank you very much indeed for that, David Jones. Laura